Well, we're moving on up.
We're moving on up.
To the east side.
We're moving on up.
To a deluxe apartment in the sky. We're moving on up.
We're moving on up.
To the east side.
We're moving on up.
We finally got a piece of the pie. Fish don't fry in the kitchen. Just to get up that hill. Now we're up in the big leagues. Getting our turn at bat. As long as we live, it's you and me, baby. There ain't nothing wrong with that. We're moving on up.
Moving on up.
To the east side. To a deluxe apartment in the sky. We're moving on up. To the east side. We finally got a piece.
Look, I'm telling you, Hawkins, you can't go wrong giving me your business. I got stores all over the city.
20?
Nope, only 7, but I'm planning to open some more.
Oh, no, Jefferson, I was counting my exercises.
Hey!
Look out, look out!
Thanks. Man, if it wasn't for you, I'd have dropped my drawers. Yeah, Linda. What? Oh, yeah, well, look, tell Wilson I have an answer for him as soon as I go over to file on the Bronx store. Right.
Bye.
Item, huh? Helps me keep my arms in shape for all the girls.
If there's one thing I believe in, it's keeping in shape.
Huh? Say, how about you and me getting together tomorrow morning, Jefferson?
Oh, sure. I'd love to go out for breakfast.
No. I mean to jog.
Jog? Well,
Yeah, we could take in a little 5-mile run.
Oh, darn. I just remembered. I promised to take my wife shopping tomorrow.
Shopping? At 6 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah. Well, see, Wheezy likes to beat the crowd. Look, I'm telling you now. I can beat any price your hotel pays for laundry service.
Well, that sounds good. Why don't you quote me a price and we'll talk about it. Now, here's what you're going to need. Number of towels, number of sheets, number of uniforms.
What's this number?
Oh, it's a phone number. You won't be needing that. She'll have all she can handle with me tonight. Right, Jefferson? All right. You okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. Just working a little hard lately.
Yeah.
But that's what you got to do to stay on top, right?
Wrong. A little work, a little play. Stay on top, you gotta have balance.
That's what I meant. I've been working hard at balancing the books. Look, I'll have a price for you in a minute. What's that?
Quitting time.
Say what?
I never work past 6.
Hey, but I'm almost done here.
Oh, sorry, Jefferson. This is my time to play, and man, have I got a playmate waiting for me tonight. Got a date with an angel. Gonna meet her at 7.
Wait, I got a figure.
My girl's got a better one.
Hey, what about the contract?
Tomorrow, Jefferson. All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy.
It also makes Jack a lot of Jack, Jack. Yeah, Linda. What? Why ain't he working in the store? Okay, send him in.
Mr. Jefferson?
What are you doing here, Leroy? The store's open till 7.
Well, don't worry. I put out the clothes for vacation sign.
What? People think we closed for the whole week. You should have used the out to lunch sign.
Well, I thought of that. But it's 6 o'clock. Too late for lunch.
Ain't no vacation either, but your brain's taking one.
I came over to tell you the van broke down.
Well, why didn't you just call me on the phone?
I thought of that. But a messenger dropped these off.
You should have told a messenger to bring them here.
I thought of that. But I was coming over anyway to tell you about
the
van.
Forget about it, Leroy. Just get back to the store fast. Here, take a cab.
Okay. But who's going to drive the van back?
What? I thought you said it wasn't running.
Well, it wasn't. But I fixed it just before I left.
Then why'd you bother to come?
Of course, I had to deliver those dumb things.
They ain't dumb things. They're financial reports. My accountant sends them to me so I know what's going on in my business.
Gee, I can tell you that. This morning, a man brought in 3 suits, a leather jacket, and then a woman came in with some drapes.
Never mind, Leroy. Just get back to the store.
Right.
Hey, wait a minute. What about the cab money?
Forget it. I'm driving the van back.
Man, how can a normal-sized head hold so much stupid?
Mr. Jefferson, will you be needing me tonight?
Let me see. I gotta work up a price, then I gotta go over these reports.
You'll be needing me tonight. I guess I better get us something to eat.
Yeah, I guess you better.
What do you want?
Hawkins business.
I don't think the deli carries that.
Then make it a Tom Willis sandwich.
Pardon?
Turkey on white.
I'll be back in a few minutes.
Jefferson Cleaners. Huh? Oh, hi, Weez.
What?
No, I can't tonight. I gotta work. Yeah, I know we had a date for dinner, but this is more important. What? Of course I love you, Weezy. I know, but... Yeah, but... Look, don't wait for me. I got to work, and that's it, okay? Bye. Phew. Don't you understand? It's hard work that put me here, and it's hard work that's gonna keep me here. And if I'm here, how can I be out with you at dinner? Huh? Oh, Lord. Weezy, I'm home. Weezy! Flock!
Florence!
I'm coming!
Florence, is that you?
Florence, do me a favor, will you?
Weezy! Is that you?
Can you help me with this?
Oh, I get it. They're having a costume party at the Help Center, and you're both dressed up like Miss Jane Pittman.
Sure is a fancy dress, Miss Jefferson.
Well, Florence, it's not every night you celebrate a 25th anniversary.
What are you talking about, Weezy? We've been married longer than that.
Time sure flies. Seemed like just yesterday I started working here.
Wrong. You still haven't started.
Can you believe it? The Jefferson Clean is still around after 25 years.
What are you talking about, Weezy? I've only had those stores 8 years.
Thank you, Florence.
You will.
Damn it, Weezy. Will you say something?
Did you chill the champagne?
What champagne?
Yeah, it's in the refrigerator. Now, just relax. The party's gonna be fine.
What party? What's going on? Weezy, answer me. What the hell's going on around here? Maybe the newspaper will say something since nobody else can. Weezy, I was getting ready to look at the paper if you don't mind. Damn. Carter promises tax relief. That's all they're going to do to his promise. At a special news conference today, President Amy Carter... Amy Carter! Tuesday, November 23rd, 1996. Ah! I got it! It's a dream! I can see them, but they can't see me. Hey! I'm dreaming about my future. Oh, all right. Jefferson Cleaners is still around. Weezy still looks terrific. Hey, this is great. Shoot.
Hi, Mrs. J. Felicitations are certainly apropos on this momentous occasion.
Bentley still ain't learned how to speak English.
Oh, Mr. Bentley, come in. Oh,
thank you. I have some wine for the celebration.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Bentley.
It's a quite rare vintage. I had a hard time finding anything that old.
You seen Florence lately?
This is old. 1978. Oh, hello, Helen.
Happy anniversary, Louise.
Oh, thank you. Oh, where's Tom?
Yeah, where's the other half of the zebra?
Right behind me.
Oh,
that's exactly where his half belongs.
Damn it, Helen, not so fast.
Willis, if I looked as bad as you did, I'd wake myself up.
Did you say something, dear?
No, Tom.
I did, you big honky. Hey, what were you doing? You almost squashed me.
Tom, remember our diet.
What? Did you say something, dear?
She said you're too fat.
Naughty, naughty.
Oh, Helen.
Anybody want a drink?
I'd love one.
Funny how Tom always hears that one word.
What word?
Drink.
No, thanks. Florence is already getting me one.
Wait, Florence. How about some champagne?
Good idea. Y'all want some, too?
Florence.
Just kidding, Miss Jefferson.
Oh, Louise, we're so excited tonight. Imagine 25 years in the same business.
Things have turned out well, and I thank you all for coming.
You're lucky she's the one that did the inviting.
Huh? Ah.
Hey.
Damn! I can't even get a drink in my own dream.
This calls for a toast.
Yeah.
Yes.
Friends and neighbors, we gather here tonight to celebrate the silver anniversary of the Jefferson Cleaners.
Hear, hear.
Oh, I haven't finished. 25 years ago, George Jefferson was just a poor, determined, hard-working...
Don't forget good-looking.
Very small man with a dream.
Hey, hey!
It started with one small store and grew into a prosperous chain of 20 outlets all over this city.
20 stores? See that, Weezy? I told you all that hard work would pay off.
And so it is with great honor and respect that I say...
Huh? Oh, here, here.
Here's to the Jefferson Cleaners, a dream come true.
Thank goodness.
Oh, what's wrong, Louise?
I was just thinking, I wish George had lived to see this day.
Live. You talk like I was
dead. Damn batteries must be dead.
Shut up, Willis. I'm not dead. I'm right here. Look.
Girl, we're all really proud of you.
I'm not dead.
Indeed, Mrs. J. You rallied beautifully after Mr. J's untimely passing.
Untimely passing? What happened?
I didn't have much choice. It happened so suddenly.
How, Weezy? Huh?
How many years has it been, Louise?
Yeah, how many?
Let's see. It's going on...
How long? How long?
7 years.
7 years?
These batteries are supposed to last 7 years.
Will you shut up, Willis? We're talking about me dying, not your dumb battery.
We'll worry about it tomorrow, dear.
The first year was the worst. After that, I managed to adjust to life without George.
You did?
It took me a while to adjust, too. It wasn't easy getting used to all that quiet.
That's enough out of you.
George may have yelled at you a lot, Florence, but deep down, he really liked you.
No, I didn't.
Well, actually, I do kind of miss the little fellow.
And I know that Tom misses George, too. Why, it's been years since anybody's called him Honky.
Honky, 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 honky!
Did someone call me?
No, dear. You must have been dreaming.
Oh.
I missed George at first. Then one morning I woke up and said to myself, hell, Louise, it wasn't you who kicked the bucket. Get out there and enjoy life.
Right on, girl.
Weezy, what are you saying?
And from that day on, I haven't stopped going.
Going where?
I'll say remember that year in Hawaii. Ooh.
Yes, those winters in the Caribbean.
And don't forget that two-year cruise around the world.
What did you do, Wheezy? Join the Harlem Globetrotters?
Well, I could use a bit of fresh air.
Me too.
Good idea. Come on, Tom.
Huh?
Maybe it'll wake him up.
Well, I'm not going out there without something to keep me warm.
Yeah. What a beautiful night, eh, Florence?
Uh-huh. Sure is clear.
Yeah, you can see clear to the next building.
Wake up, Tom.
Huh? What? Oh, look! A flying saucer!
A what?
Where?
Where? There! There!
What the...
never mind. It was just a mosquito.
You have to be more careful, Tom. You nearly knocked over Florence's drink.
Love what?
Oh, it's chilly out here. I think I'll go back inside.
Me too. That champagne was supposed to keep you warm.
Ha! What a fall! Hey, you should have seen me, Wheezy. I fell 12 floors straight down and didn't get a scratch. Look. I landed on this awning, then I bounced out into the street, and three cabs ran over me before I even got up. Doesn't anybody care?
Ralph, what a surprise.
Hello, Mrs. Jefferson, ma'am.
Ralph, damn. You must be opening some pretty fancy doors these days.
I couldn't let the anniversary of Jefferson's Cleaners slip by without offering you my congratulations.
Look out, Wheezy wants a tip.
I wanted to give you a nice gift, but what could a woman of your wealth possibly need? So I decided on something with a sentimental value.
That means he got you something cheap.
This hat is the hat I was wearing when you moved into the building 22 years ago.
Oh, Ralph. Thank you.
I thought you might have it bronzed to always remember me by.
It'd be better if we bronzed your hand. We've seen more of that.
It's the least I can do, Mrs. Jefferson. If it hadn't been for all your husband's tips, I never could have bought this building.
Bought this building? Are you jiving?
Well, I've got to run. My limousine is double parked.
Limousine?
I forgot. I brought your mail up from downstairs. Old habits are hard to break.
Well, thank you. Ralph, you want a tip from me?
Oh, I'm sorry, Mrs. Jefferson. Like I said, old habits are hard to break.
Oh, wait, Ralph. Wait right there. Here, for old time's sake.
Thank you, Mrs. Jefferson. $500. Now that's a full tank of gas. Goodbye, everybody.
Louise, you really throw the money around.
Well, George left me more than I could possibly get rid of.
You don't have to give it away, Wheezy.
You know, somehow I've got the feeling he's looking down at us right now.
That's funny. I always kind of pictured him looking up at us.
Well, I guess it's time to let you all in on a surprise. I've decided to sell the business.
Wheezy, are you crazy? I work myself to death in those stores.
Who's buying the business, Miss Jefferson?
Oh, the same person who's been running it all these years. My brilliant general manager, Leroy.
Oh, no.
You know everyone here.
Miss Willis? Hello, Florence.
Leroy. I want to thank you for doing such a wonderful job.
That bird brain don't know enough about running business.
There really isn't much to it, Mrs. Jefferson. Once you balance the incoming credits with the outgoing debits, then all you have to do is combine the tangible assets to the existing profit margin to accrue a substantial cash flow at a current international monetary exchange rate.
Well, I hope Jefferson Cleaners brings you as many rewards as it has me.
Where's it in my stores?
They are all yours, Leroy.
Thank you, Mrs. Jefferson. Well, I better get back and take that clothes for vacation sign out of the window.
Wheezy.
And the rest of my surprise is that I'm leaving for a cruise around the world in just a few minutes.
Another cruise?
But this time I'm going with a friend.
Anyone we know, Louise?
You'll see. He should be here any minute.
Got a date with an angel. Got to meet her at 7.
Who's
got
that singing?
Got a date with an angel.
Oh, it's my Romeo. Sounds like he's coming over the terrace.
She's Romeo beside me, and whatever behind me, got an angel to guide me, and I'm on my way to heaven.
Goodness, you have a long climb ahead of you. Would you care to stop here for some tea?
Louise, darling.
Brian, darling.
Darling! Nigga, get your hands off my way!
Doesn't Brian look terrific for his age?
Brian looks terrific for any age.
Oh, yeah? You wait till you see how he looks when I'm finished with it.
Girls, I learned a long time ago that if you want to beat life at its own game, you've got to stop along the way and smell the roses.
Hey, man.
If only George had followed that advice, he'd be alive today.
Well, ready to play, babe?
Sure am.
Your playing day's all over, Turkey.
Good, because I can't wait to be on a slow boat with you.
Oh, yeah, wait, let's see what I'm going to do to you.
You know, there's a slight draft in here.
Hey!
Well, see you all in a year.
I can't. Hawkins, get your dirty hands off me.
I forgot my keys. I've got an 8 o'clock reservation at Chez Jacques, so I
I'm going to kill you.
Jefferson.
I'm going to kill you.
Crazy, Jefferson.
Mr. Jefferson, what's the matter?
Can you believe that jive turkey trying to run off with my wife?
Run off with your wife? I thought he was here about the contract.
What contract? What day is it?
Tuesday.
What year?
Huh?
Oh, my God. Hawkins!
Forget it. He's gone.
Oh, how could I be so stupid? But it seems so real. I just dreamed Wheezy ran off with that Brian.
And where were you?
I was dead from working so hard.
Oh, well, here's your sandwich. I'll be at my desk if you need me.
Oh, you can go home, Linda.
But I thought we were working late.
No. That dream made me change my mind. I want you to call my wife and tell her to put on her best dress I'm taking out to dinner.
She'll be surprised.
Then I want you to call a florist and order 2 dozen red roses.
She'll be thrilled.
And then call Chez Jacques and have their best champagne ready.
She's gonna faint.
No. The champagne ain't for my wife. It's for Hawkins. And make sure they put on the card, Dear Brian, please join me at my table and we'll make a great deal.
You mean you're gonna work tonight?
Sure.
But didn't you learn anything from your dream?
Yep, I learned I'm gonna be a big success and own 20 cleaning stores. Now get moving.
Jefferson's was videotaped in front of a studio audience.